There's only one way that you can fail in any business or in any endeavor in life in general, and that is by giving up. Plain and simple. That is the honest truth. That is the key to unlocking the correct mindset to understand how to grow and cultivate a more healthy relationship with failure. If you mess up, if you fall flat on your face, if you lose a client, if you get a bad review, if a client doesn't pay you, if those things happen to you, that is not indicative of the fact that you have failed. It doesn't mean that you are bad at what you do. So if the phone's not ringing, it just means that you need to work on your visibility. It means you need to work on your marketing. Maybe you need to restructure your website. Those are opportunities for you to start being more strategic with how you put yourself out there in business. Hey, hey, and welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Do me a favor, if you're new here, take out your device and tap that subscribe button so that you become a member of the speaker fam. I'd be honored to have you on board. As you get value out of today's episode and you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you're an Apple Podcast user, we would love it if you could leave us a rave 5-star review and encourage folks just like you to come to the Speak Organized podcast for all things pro organizing business. If you're a true organizing enthusiast who loves to nerd out about products and color coding, or if you are starting or leveling up your professional organizing business, I encourage you to join my free Facebook group. It's an amazing, active community that is growing in crazy numbers by the day. And I would love to have you be a part of all the conversation, get your advice and questions answered. And I'm always in there hanging out. What's up, everybody? Welcome to this Thursday live stream. This is part of my Fearless Organizer series, where I talk about different mindset shifts that we as entrepreneurs and owners of organizing companies, aspiring owners of organizing companies, those of you that are looking to get into this business, having the right mindset is over half the battle. And so that's really why I wanted to do this live stream series for you guys today. I was talking to a friend who came on my podcast a couple months ago, Kelly Jekyll. I don't know if you guys saw that episode where she was debuting the Eleanor software for us and talking about that as a CRM and a software that organizers can use to run their business. It's a pretty cool piece of software. One of the other things that Kelly and I were discussing during that episode was Find My Organizer, which is a database that you can sign up for free to put your business on there. And it's a place where people can come to search for you. And she is launching a similar organizer database called Organizer Near Me. And so she was doing her market research and looking into the competition essentially, and found that there were hundreds of thousands of quote unquote organizers in that database. And we know for certain that there are not that many organizers that are working with clients in the United States. And so what that means is that so many people are getting the bug, the itch to start an organizing business. There's a very low overhead cost to this business. And then they get into it and realize, you know, that there's a lot more to it than just being good at organizing. There's, you know, all the client acquisition stuff, the marketing, social media, bookkeeping, all of those different things that we have to do. And they give up. And it makes me really sad. And that is a huge, huge motivating factor for me in having this YouTube channel, having my podcast, having the Facebook group, because I want to give you guys a community to let you know that you're not alone in this journey, and to provide you with the best tools and resources that I possibly can to help you succeed. I meet with a lot of coaching clients. I have met with a lot of coaching clients over the years that are very excited in the initial stages and get through the startup process really well, But then when things don't start to go as planned, when we experience some setbacks, which we're going to get into and talk about a little bit more today. Today's topic is understanding and facing your fear of failure. A lot of people, when they start to experience what they would consider to be a failure, they give up. And that just absolutely crushes my spirit. You know, I talk to so many amazing people. Every single coaching client that I have ever had, and I'm not exaggerating, and I've worked with hundreds of people over the years, has just such a beautiful heart for their community. They have great, unique stories. They have a lot of things to share and are just such servants to the people around them and have a lot of love in their hearts to give and a lot of talent to share with their community. And it's because they lack the tools and resources when things get tough that people start giving up. So that is what we're going to talk about today. One of the biggest tools at your disposal is in between your ears, and it is your brain. Your mindset is so important when it comes to running a successful organizing business, when it comes to running any business for that matter. So I want to help you guys put failure into perspective and understand what failure actually is, and how it can really be a benefit to your business if you're willing to kind of ride it out. So please, you know, if you guys have questions, if you have thoughts about this, please comment, whether you're watching on Facebook or whether you're watching the live stream on YouTube. This definitely is an opportunity for us to have a Q&A if you are feeling stuck about this. The worst thing that you can do for yourself is express that you feel like giving up and then not seek help for it. I get people all the time that, and I'm not trying to like be mean or this and that, because I know everybody's going through different things, but people will express that, you know, they are frustrated, they feel like giving up. And then when somebody offers them a piece of advice, or we offer to help, offer them a resource of some kind, we don't hear anything. So at that point, that pretty much means that the person is more interested in venting, which is fine. You know, like we all have those moments. But if you focus more on the problem and not as much on trying to find the solution, sort of putting on your engineer hat and having the mindset of a problem solver versus being somebody who just expresses frustration or complains, you're not going to get very far. So, and that is just the honest truth. So let's talk about failure. Let's dive into this, because this is one of the most sought after emotions to eradicate from our lives. And it is like the number one thing that holds us back from being able to run successful businesses. So really, what failure is, it's actually only one. There's only one way that you can fail in any business or in any endeavor in life in general, and that is by giving up. Plain and simple. That is the honest truth. That is the key to unlocking the correct mindset to understand how to grow and cultivate a more healthy relationship with failure. If you mess up, if you fall flat on your face, if you lose a client, if you get a bad review, if a client doesn't pay you, if those things happen to you, that is not indicative of the fact that you have failed. It doesn't mean that you are bad at what you do. If you go to a client's home and you spend hours and hours working on a space, and then you come back for the next session and it's a complete disaster again, that does not mean that you have failed. It doesn't mean that the system you set up was bad. It doesn't mean that you did something wrong. That is just kind of part of the process. And especially when you're working with people who are disorganized, who are coming to us for help, it takes time for them to build those systems and habits to maintain the structure and the routine that we would hope for them to be organized long-term and change their life, truly. But it does take a long time for a lot of people. And so really the only way that you fail in this business is if you give up. So if the phone's not ringing, it just means that you need to work on your visibility. It means you need to work on your marketing. Maybe you need to restructure your website. Those are opportunities for you to start being more strategic with how you put yourself out there in business? Are you going to start networking with other small business owners? Who are you going to start networking with? What events are you going to show up to? What marketing materials are you going to create? How many phone calls are you going to do? How many walk-ins to different businesses to strike up conversations are you going to do? There's various different ways that you can work around the lack of clients if you're willing to put in the time and the effort to make it happen. So I do want to share with you kind of like a little cringy story from a client that I had probably about a year ago. I want to say it was probably last spring. And it was right around the time that I started to hire employees and subcontractors to come and work on larger jobs for me. And I had just booked the biggest job that I have ever had at the highest rate that I ever had. And to be honest, at the time, my rate was higher than it is now. I ended up dropping it back down just a smidge after running my numbers and realizing, you know, kind of the clientele that I wanted to go after. So this was the highest rate I was ever charging. This was the biggest project that I had ever taken on. I didn't really know exactly what I was doing, but I'm sort of the person of the mindset of, you know, if you ask me to do something, I will figure out how to do it and I will make it happen. And so this was also coincidentally the first job that my first employee was going on. Like, I was throwing her into this situation, having never worked in a professional organizing setting before. And this was a large home. It was a wealthy client that had many different staff members working for them. There were tons of people in and out of the house all the time. So it was definitely like well above the caliber, at least financially, of what we were used to working with. And, you know, we worked so hard to build out, especially my employee, my project manager, Kimberly. She's awesome. I love her. And she just went to town and was going through trying to create all of these custom systems. She had measured every space we were working in within an inch of its life, you know, and like designed these beautiful systems and all this product research and this and that. And the client felt as though at the end of that we were trying to take advantage of them and just wanted their money, essentially. That was kind of the impression that all of that work and enthusiasm left to them, which was a huge blow. And they ended up kind of calling off a large portion of the project. And we finished up a few things here and there. And we definitely, like, you know, had to reel it in and this and that. And that could be considered a gigantic failure. You know, we dropped our rate down. We had to pull the plug on a bunch of different aspects of that project. We weren't able to continue working with that client. We didn't even dare try to ask for a review or anything like that. And, you know, it just didn't feel great. It definitely stung, you know, at the end of that. And do I consider that scenario a failure? Absolutely not. If that happens, that's just part of running a business. That's part of making mistakes. Mistakes do not equal failure. Okay. It just means that you are learning how to develop your process and streamline things and document it and move on. And you're going to move forward in a better way, in a better light, knowing more than what you knew before. So if we start to think of failure as just mistakes that are stepping stones to building our business, we start to actually look forward to, in an odd way, to making mistakes, because that is the best way to learn. If you just just charge out at the gate doing everything perfectly from day one, you will have zero perspective. But if you have gone and face planted and gotten back up and continued going, you know how to do things a little bit differently. You know how to move forward in a better way. And the other reality that is very important to understand is that none of this stuff ever gets easier. It doesn't. Nothing about running a business is ever going to get easier. You're just going to pile on newer, more difficult problems. The thing that does change is you. You become stronger. Nothing becomes easier. You just get better at dealing with it. You become more equipped, and you become more equipped by putting yourself in positions to mess up. And when you mess up, you learn from it. You document it. You think, well, you know, I should have charged that client for that moment, or, you know, I should have asked their permission for something, or I should have had that conversation a little bit differently, or whatever. And so what I like to do, and what I like to teach my coaching clients to do, is to document these things, the things that went well, the things that didn't go so well, because that's how you're able to improve your process. And the same thing goes for getting feedback from your clients. You know, if you get a negative review from somebody, people are just absolutely scared to death of negative reviews. And I get that, because there are people that will see like the 4.8 star rating versus a 5-star rating and move on to the next person. But for the most part, you have to think about it from the perspective of most of the people that are looking at those reviews are very logical, intelligent people. You know, they're coming to your site and they may see through the negative review, especially if you have a moment to respond to that in a very professional and kind manner that showcases and highlights essentially how awesome you are. And that gives you an opportunity to set things right. And again, use that failure moment as feedback to move forward. And then you can reach out to that client if they're willing and have a conversation with them. Ask them what it is that they wish that you would have done differently, instead of taking it personally, which I know is so difficult to do. Reach out to them and ask them what would have worked better for them, because you might learn something about yourself or your process. I learned this mostly through my YouTube channel and all of my content creation in particular. You know, I think the reason why we're all so scared to death of failure is because of the culture that we have cultivated online. You know, if you like look at an influencer's Instagram or a YouTube channel or whatever, and like people go to the comment section specifically to see what kind of crap show is going on, because everyone, there's just this expectation and this invitation to just be as rude as possible, which is insane. Like, people don't understand how difficult it is to create content on a regular basis and how to do the research to know what is going to be popular, how to optimize it, how to, you know, all these different things, all the hours and hours that we pour into this content. You know, the YouTube content is no exception. A 10-minute video could take me like 3 days to make, just depending on what kind of content it is. And we pour a lot of attention and care and love into that. And the expectation is that there's going to be people out there trolling, and it stings, it hurts, it really does. You know, when you get crappy comments from people that don't understand what you're doing and don't value the work that you've put into it. But the thing is, like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's when you become a business owner, when you become a content creator, whatever your path is here, putting yourself out there. You don't put yourself out there for the one or two people that are negative Nancys that are just having a bad day and want to rain all over your parade. You put yourself out there for the majority of people who actually benefit from your services and your content, and your business is no different than that. So trying to remember that is so, so important, because there's always going to be haters out there. There's always going to be people that don't like you or don't resonate with you. And you have to think of yourself like a magnet. Magnets not only attract, but they also repel on the other end. And so if you are getting some negative feedback, at least online in many cases, it may mean that you're doing something right. Or if you're not getting contacted by certain clients, it's probably not a bad thing, because they're probably not the right fit for your business. And the more that you can refine your messaging, the more that you can define who you want to work with and how you want to work, whether you're doing a one-on-one scenario where you're coaching the person through it live, or you're working on their behalf because they're busy professionals that just want the job done. You know, you have to really sit and think about what type of organizer you want to be. And that's just one piece of the puzzle, obviously. So again, you know, these are all just things that allow you the opportunity to reflect. They allow you the opportunity to grow. And you would not have those opportunities if you didn't fail, right? So remember what I said at the beginning of the stream is that the only way that you actually fail is if you give up. And those of us who have found success on this journey, the only difference between me and somebody else is that I didn't let that stuff stop me from moving forward. I didn't let those nasty comments stop me from posting my content that I know helps hundreds of thousands of people. Okay, like maybe tens of thousands of people. Don't let that stop me. I don't try to be perfect, you know, like there are probably plenty of other organizing coaches out there in the world that are more qualified than me, that have had, you know, more time in the field and have run six-figure businesses for ever in a day. But that doesn't mean that what I have to offer you is less valuable than that. It just means that I continue to improve. I continue to learn. I continue to grow. I ask for feedback when I get, you know, if somebody wants a refund or whatever from a product, which doesn't really happen all that often. But when it does, I always make sure to ask that person for feedback, and you can do the same. And you may end up establishing a really good relationship. And even if that person doesn't want to hire you specifically because they're not in the right place, they will probably recommend you to a friend later on down the road, depending on how you handle that mistake or that, you know, misstep or that quote unquote failure. And the only difference between me and somebody who quits is the fact that I kept going. And the same thing goes for you. If you get up and continue to do it, even if the leads aren't coming in, you come talk to me, you get on a coaching call, we figure out how to flesh out your visibility plan and, you know, who you want to go talk to and what offices you're going to go drop stuff off at and like what you're going to bring them and how they're going to remember you and what trade shows you're going to apply to and all these different things. There's always ways to improve your situation. And all of us as business owners go through slow seasons, and all of us go through moments of burnout. And the reason why people give up is because they're trying to do it all on their own, which is very difficult. So come and join my free Facebook group. Talk about these things, post in there and ask for feedback, and then engage with people. Don't just like post it and leave and go cry in a corner. You know, really try to listen to what people are saying to you and put on your constructive feedback hat, you know, or whatever you want to call it. Because everybody in there is very willing and able to give you feedback and help you out on this journey. And then the same thing goes for me. If you want those next level strategies, you want to learn what I've done, what has worked for me, what has not, I've made all the mistakes. I've made all the mistakes, and I've made them like 10 or 15 times because I'm stubborn and want to try to do things my own way. And when I started to invest in higher level coaching and strategies is when I started to follow those processes. I stopped trying to reinvent the wheel and my business started to grow. I started to 2X and 3X my income. I was able to start hiring people, being off site more. I'm able to go and do things that I'm more passionate about, like public speaking about decluttering and organizing to various different groups and communities. I got to do that last night. That was like such a bucket list moment for me to be able to speak to a room full of people in the housing and building industry. There were like, you know, 250 people there, and there were elected officials, senators, and all kinds of stuff. And I got to get up there and talk to those people about why decluttering and organizing is so important and why it's such a pivotal moment in our society right now where people need a lot of help. And so it was great to be able to do that. If I had given up and listened to all of the negative voices and all the people that don't get it, all those folks that don't understand what you're doing, or they make fun of, you know, like organizers, or they don't really understand what it is that we do. If I had listened to that, I wouldn't have had that opportunity that I did last night. That was just so cool and incredible. And I just look forward to more. I look forward to messing up, you know, and when I come on these live streams, I never really know what's going to come out. I try not to script it too much. And, you know, I could just be talking myself in circles, but I really do. This comes from my heart. And I want to be there for you guys. I want to help you. I'm a real person, you know, doing this thing, sitting in my tiny office in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm just here to share what I know and make a living doing it. So That's that. So I want you guys to put some comments down in the chat, whether you're listening or watching on Facebook or YouTube, if any of this stuff is resonating with you, whether you're watching this live or you're watching a replay. You know, I want to hear from you guys and I want to help you through this stuff. Okay. And with that being said, at the end of the stream, I just want to make sure you guys are aware that I've got my new course launched right now. I'm going to be teaching it live starting the week of April 22nd. It's called From Overlooked to Overbooked, Mastering the Art of Client Acquisition. It's all about how to find the right clients, where they're hanging out, how to market to them, how to speak to them, how to set your website up so that people will, you'll be bringing in the leads that way, much easier setting up your website in a way that's optimized. I'm going to teach you guys about some SEO strategies that are going to optimize your website and do a lot of the heavy lifting for you for $0, which is like super powerful. I've been helping some coaching clients through that the last week or so, and it's been very game-changing and eye-opening, and they're super excited about that, as well as how to network, how to get some of these gigs, where to find these people, how to approach them. There's going to be templates and scripts in there in the workbook that I've designed for this course so that you can literally plug that script in, hop on the phone and just recite that messaging there and tweak it a little bit to fit your business. Same thing if you were going to approach somebody in person, how to do that, who to talk to, who's not going to slam the door in your face, who's actually going to be excited to talk to you. I dive into all of that stuff in the course, and there's going to be a discount available until this coming Monday. So the link is down in the description of the YouTube video to check out that course. Again, it's called From Overlooked to Overbooked, and you get to save $25 on the purchase of that using Save Big 25. All that information is down in the description below. And I really, really want you guys to join me for this one. These are questions that I get every single day, and my coaching calendar fills up really fast, and it's very frustrating for me and for everybody else. I get messages from people all the time that are like, I've waited like a month for this, you know, like, do you have anything sooner? And a lot of times I just don't. And so this is my way of offering you live coaching in a setting for an entire week. You're going to get 6 days with me. We're going to get to hash all this stuff out together. You get that workbook to go through everything with a lot of done for you stuff to set you up for success, to find these clients and be successful in your business. So I encourage you to check that out. If you guys have any questions, you can email me. Make sure you join that free Facebook group. You can go in there and get some questions answered right away. And that course is going to be a game changer for you. It's less than the cost of 2 coaching calls, and you get 6 coaching calls in a row, basically, plus a workbook to work it all out. So hopefully that helps. Again, if you guys want to talk a little bit more about overcoming the fear of failure, I am here for it. Our next live stream topic is going to be all about building self-confidence. So we're going to be talking about not necessarily how to get rid of the negative emotions, but now we're going to start to build in the mindset of a little bit more positivity in our mental landscape, which is easier said than done. But it's just like anything else. It's just like a muscle. It's something you have to practice. There are different phrases that you can turn from a negative context into a positive. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. I will let you guys know what time that's happening. So be sure to check back to the channel for the premiere time. Same thing. I'll post in the Facebook group so you guys know when that's coming. It'll be for Friday. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm really happy to have shared some time with you guys. I hope this has been helpful, and I will see you guys in the next live stream. Bye-bye.